Om Shanti. Baba's children from Asia this morning welcome Surya Bhai to join us to share with us this morning on a class on how to remain bodiless throughout the whole day, even including in our sleep. This morning, Baba was talking about, you know, having given us the key, and beside that, he is with us throughout this confluence age. So Surya Bhai is going to share with us the yukti. And Surya Bhai has been with Baba for 40 years and living in Madhuban for the last 36 years. So we give welcome to Surya Bhai.
Om Shanti. So you all are happy here in Baba's home? Today Baba's message. Do you remember? 1 hour before Baba's message, Bhog message, this morning. You were there? Oh, here Mohini Behan went into trance, wrote a beautiful message that Baba has opened the door of all treasures and has given key in your hands. So we are the master of all treasures, and this is the best opportunity for us to achieve, to collect everything from him. So first of all, although topic has been given bodilessness, but I would say you one very important thing related to treasures. First and the most useful and beautiful treasure is the treasure of no, all, they are all, but the seed, knowledge. Baba was also speaking about the treasure of love that Baba is giving you, lot of love. Just do feel that. And this thought that Baba loves me very much, just think like this, that Baba has brought his complete love for me. I have been loving him since last 2500 years, and he came to me to give the return of that love. So he loves me very much. Enjoy this thought in your life, that God loves me very much. So what I wanted to say to you, in order to become bodiless, first of all we need to become thoughtless, free from waste thoughts. And you know, in human mind there is an ocean of waste thoughts. Ocean, unlimited. And in many cases, we don't know what we think, but we keep thinking. It influences our life, our mind, our stage. So I would suggest to you, it's my experience of life. Although even now I do same practice, but in the beginning, I noted down many powerful points of knowledge. And one by one, I was using those points in order to become free from waste thoughts. So here I would do one thing. I would share you 10 points of knowledge only. Although knowledge is awesome and you know everything, But for instance, 10 points which will help you to become free from wasting. We know what is the reason of waste thoughts. Many reasons. One reason is fear. And sometimes this fear of future, what will happen? Very common. Sometimes fear from bodiless souls. It is becoming very common nowadays in the world. Sometimes fear of destruction. Destruction. Second reason of our waste thought is the feeling of I-ness. I and mine. These two things cause many waste thoughts in our mind. Third reason, anxiety. Anxiety. Unsuccessful feeling in life. Unsuccess. No success. And sometimes some obstacles, problems cause waste thought. Sometimes wrong behavior of others. Sometimes past, memory of past cause waste thoughts. And sometimes you may laugh without reason. No reason, but many thoughts. It's because of nature of thinking too much. Thinking too much. Unnecessarily. Keep thinking about others. Unnecessary, without any reason. So we have to get rid of all these things. Many, you can search many new points. There are many, as I mentioned. It's the ocean of waste thoughts in some minds. We have to reduce it and then have to become thoughtless. So point, first of all, we have to use drama. And to drama we will use different ways we can have. And one thought about drama. Drama is beneficial. Every scene of drama is beneficial. Work on this, churn this, bring it into your practice. And if you see sometime the drama is not beneficial, it's not good. So what Baba has mentioned, because Baba is knowledgeful, he can see everything, this side or that side. So he said, behind the curtain of bad thing, good things are hidden always. As we know, sometime our defeat can lead us to final victory. Sometime our defeat becomes our best teacher. And a man learns more than defeats. If a person gets victory easily, he learns nothing. But if obstacles comes, defeat has to be faced, man learns good lessons. So this is one point, we have to make use of this. Every scene of drama is beneficial. We may know or may not know. But it's true. God has mentioned, everything is beneficial. So it will make you silent. Mind will become silent. Second point, in this drama, everyone's part is accurate and fixed. Use this point. So we need not to have waste thoughts about others. And if you want to make your stage very elevated, very good yogi you want to become, so remove the word why from your mind. No why, no question, because we got the answer of all questions of this creation. We cannot ask why they are doing this way, why such things are happening in Yag, what Baba is doing sitting there. Even Brahmins complained against God. Even Baba does nothing. Why he is silent? And if you go in more depth, the practice should be done, no surprise in life. No surprise, no wonder. So when you see anything, you should not have the feeling of surprise. Oh, how, why? No, everything is fixed. So, churn more and more about this world drama. And this world drama is the most wonderful thing, wonderful knowledge. Only God has given this knowledge. Any scripture, any guru, any philosopher, scholar, spoke nothing about this creation. They hardly could know little things about this world. Drama is accurate, beneficial, and everything is predestined. So, our victory is predestined. So this thought, if you churn this thought, you will get free from all anxieties and worries of future. Future is fixed. Our duty is to perform the actions. Our duty is not to think about the result which is going to come in front of us in future. Do your best and you will get good result. Another thought. Our good wishes, our good thoughts have got such wonderful power, they can change the mind of others. So if in your life you see that someone is creating problem to you, someone is opposing you, defaming you, creating troubles for you, just send good wishes to him or her. Their mind will be silent, your mind will become silent. Now, I give you some very powerful thoughts which I have used in my life from last 5 years only. You should use. It can solve all problems of your life and you can become easily free from thoughts. Baba's words, you have got godly willpower. People have only willpower, but we Brahmins, godly willpower. Our willpower plus God's willpower. So Baba mentioned, you can do everything with the power of thoughts. This is such a beautiful, wonderful awareness. that we have to understand the power, value of our each thoughts. Power and value. So our each thought will become true if we are in this consciousness that godly will power is working with me. So whatever you want to do, whatever you want to see, create that kind of thoughts in your mind, being in this feeling. But Baba underlined, your own negative thoughts become a wall in front of your way. You think, oh, probably it will happen like this. Many negative thoughts. So our negative thoughts creates problem on the way of success, a wall on the way of success. Keep just a single thought. It will be done like this. Only one thought. And you will experience things will be done that way. Ready, you follow? Practice it again and again. It is the matter of practice. And this way we become free from negative thoughts. Likewise, one very powerful and great thing I noticed from Baba's Sakar only, that if you remain seated on the throne of detached observer stage, Sakshi, in Hindi, Sakshi, if you keep seated on the third throne of detached observer stage, all problems and obstacles below this throne will get destroyed. Did you understand? Wonderful experience of my life. At least 25 very good experience. Whenever a thing came in front of me, I just became detached observer. And I kept in my mind one simple thought, no reaction. After everything we react, we know it has become our nature. So I taught myself with good practice again and again, no reaction. Just keep looking at the things. And problems finished without doing anything. No waste of energy. So in whole life, because everyone now at the end of Kali Yuga has to pass through so many problems, family problems, business problems, services problem, even problem in Baba's service. But if we practice these two things, godly will power and power of thought, and just remain seated on the seat of the stage of detached observer and see how the power of thought destroy everything. These are the points of Baba's Murli. So I am saying that you should note down some powerful points from Baba's Murli, Sakar Murli and Avyakt Murli. And make use of those points in order to become thoughtless. It will become a great treasure of knowledge to you. It is most important because I noticed always that many Brahmins, if I speak truly, 95% of Brahmins, they are lacking the treasure of knowledge. Am I right? They listen. They got everything. That's fine. But at proper time, they do forget everything. Otherwise, the power of each point of Baba's knowledge is like a powerful weapon. I share one of my experience and very great kind of experience, I can say. In my this life, last life, I had the feeling of fear in my mind. I did not know why, but fear. I came here and I heard one point in 74 in Avyakt Murli, and that was that Almighty is combined with you. Now we listen these things, but for the first time in 74, when our meditation hall in Madhuban was built up, Baba came in that hall for the first time, and what was there? Practically it was any season, and a storm, fast wind, heavy rain was there, and Baba had come in meditation hall. So we had that terrace of tin seats, cement seats, not like this. So because of a storm, those seats used to raise up 4 feet and come down, like this. And Baba was giving murli. See, think about the scene, that from both sides, that terrace, 4 inch up, then down. And storm and noise and heavy rain. So Baba started to speak that when Almighty is combined with you, and if you are in this awareness, this combined form is so powerful that if you are in this combined form, even nature will protect you. You are safe. When you are combined with Almighty, you are so powerful that no one is as powerful as you are. Most powerful. So only one God is Almighty, and second authorities are you, if you are combined to Almighty. So I like this point very much. And I brought it into my practice in order to become free from fear. So I used to go on the rocks of Mount Abu alone, in order to become fearless only, and for good practice of yoga. And I used to hear that here is the cave of Panther, 4 bears family live here. But I used to go alone, being combined with Almighty. And with this confidence, nothing will happen wrong to me. Because Almighty is combined to me, and nothing had happened. I went alone, very far away, where there was no human being. So this is one point. At the time of natural calamities, this practice will protect us. And wherever we will be present, many other souls will also be protected because of our vibrations. I used to say always to double foreigners, when they ask Baba that, Baba, at the time of destruction, will you call us here in Madhuban? So Baba used to laugh and used to answer that you will fly up and that will be the last plane and you will reach to Madhuban. But you know, millions of Brahmins will not come to Madhuban. It's impossible. And it's true that every Brahmin's presence at their own place will be most important. That will be the need of the time. That you all powerful souls must live at your place in order to protect the souls, in order to give peace to the souls, in order to make them realize that angels are with you. You are not alone. In order to spread such vibrations so that they can leave their body happily, peacefully, easily. So we should not think this way that we should run to Madhuvan. Keep in your mind, wherever you are, Baba is there, and where Brahmins and Baba both are, Madhuvan is there. Am I right? So have such confidence. I used to say one thing always, that many souls, they say, we will not stay in Gyan Sarovar, we will stay in Madhuvan. Many of you are staying in Madhuvan, don't mind please, but it's a powerful thought. I ask them, why do you want to stay in Madhuvan? They say, there are good vibrations. Of course we know there are good vibrations and we must enjoy the vibrations of Baba there. For those who are great souls, those who are great souls, listen carefully, must think that we have to create vibrations. We are the creator, we are the donors, bestowers. It's good that Baba created vibrations there and many other yogi souls created vibrations there and we enjoy them. With the effect of those vibrations our yoga becomes easy. But why not to think where we are we will create vibrations. We will create Madhuvan wherever we go. Can you practice this? And it's in our hand. One thought, one point came in my mind now. In 69, Baba mentioned one thing that at the end, this earth will become subtle world. Or subtle world will come down. It's not so that gross thing will come down. Sky will come down. We will make subtle world to this earth. Whatever is there in subtle world, it will be created here. Because many among us will become angels. And our pure vibrations will give same feeling to all souls of all religions of the world. That as if they are sitting in subtle world. So now come to the point, bodilessness. You know, in Indian philosophy of yoga, ancient philosophy of yoga, they talked much about bodilessness, to become thoughtless. But what was the difficulty? They did not know how to become thoughtless, one thing. In all systems of yoga, they tried, they learned, they taught different techniques. Do this, do this, do this. One thing was, just watch your thoughts and you will get free from them. Second thing was, stop them by force. Don't allow them. Third thing was, give tortures to your body and you will become thoughtless. Penance to the body, don't give food to body and you will become thoughtless. But Baba said no, use the power of knowledge and become thoughtless. That's the most powerful way. Second thing, we need practice. In other yogic system, people could not do intense practice. Therefore, they could not get experience. We need intense practice. Do practice, practice, practice again and again. On the basis of my experience, I can say, if a Brahmin becomes ready for 6 months only, that he or she will do intense practice, renouncing everything, whatever is needed. So whole life will become easy and natural. So about bodilessness, the most easy and experience-giving point is, from Sakara time, Baba used to give this point, that just as I entered this body of Brahma, similarly, you should feel that I have entered this body. I sit here, I am also incarnation, Baba is incarnation, I am also incarnation. Baba used to speak this way, I have come from soul world in this body to teach you, and you have come down from soul world in your body to learn. I am teacher, you are student. This is very easy practice, but we should do it again and again. Second easy yukti, visualization. Visualize yourself a soul for 10 seconds each time. A point of light, point of energy, point of peace, point of purity, pure energy, energy of peace. See yourself here and feel that vibrations are spreading out from me. Third yukti, see your 84 births, 84 bodies, and feel that I entered first body, then I left that one, entered second, left, third one, left, fourth one, now I am in this body. And I will leave this and will go back to home. This is Swadarshan Chakra, to spin cycle. Next practice, which is little higher practice of five forms. I think you know all these things, five form. Do you remember? 2 years before, Baba gave this homework to everyone in Double Fourness group. Eternal form, soul, then original form, deity form, then worship worthy, Brahmin, angel. Start from 1 second, just thought, then 3 seconds, then 5 seconds, then 10 seconds, and it will make your mind stable. So far, I have noticed, we all do in groups all these practices, and everyone's action is that by doing the practice of 5 times at least, mind becomes stable. And one very important experience, if you practice the original form, I am a deity, so the qualities of deity will come in life. If you practice I am worship worthy, so qualities of a worship worthy soul will come your life. If you practice I am angel, you will become double light, very pure. So this is such a practice which is very, very useful. We should also understand the significance of this bodilessness, which is very important, very practical thing. If we practice bodilessness, I can say at least 10 times a day, not less than this, we will forget past. Automatically we will forget the past. And if you practice more and more, months and months, years and years, you will experience doing everything, taking all responsibilities as if you do nothing. Free from the effect of actions. like Baba. As Baba enters in others' body, does many things, gives love, gives knowledge, gives might, gives drashti, but he experiences that he is doing nothing. Likewise, being bodiless, we will experience we do nothing. So we are like free, liberated soul, mukt, very free from everything. By doing this practice, our sense organs become cool. A great achievement, greatest achievement. All sense organs will become cool. Cool means pure. Natural purity will come in all sense organs. If you become bodiless, it's my experience of various time, bodily pain will not be experienced. You will have pain in the body, but mind will not experience. Pain will not come up to the mind. So we will experience that body is suffering from the pain, not me, not mine, not the soul. Beautiful experience. One thing I can teach you, very good spiritual way of healing. We all need this. Just I share you experience of today. I had pain in my hands and shoulder pain. So when I came into class, this shoulder is just making me realize lot of pain like this. And immediately I did this practice. I am Master Almighty Soul. Rays of might from Almighty are coming to me, and from me they are going to shoulders and hands. And just within no time, pain disappeared. So I was thinking today too, I must do it again and again because I have a lot of pain, but I do forget. Because we don't care our body so much, but if we want to get free from any pain or disease, one thing is rays of might, second thing, rays of purity. Give this thought to self, I am supremely pure soul. See yourself, I am supremely pure. Baba's Murli today. Pure energy from Baba is coming to me. In white color, just receive pure energy for a minute and then it's going to my body. Wherever you want to send it, have that thought that it's going to leg or to heart, to stomach or to back, and it will work. So energy of purity and rays of might, these two are most powerful healing power. So we can use Baba's energy in making our body healthy. So this way again and again, if we practice bodilessness, our life becomes free from problems and we enjoy our Brahmin life. Once Baba told, the practice of bodilessness works like giving injection of power to the body. You know, doctors used to give injections of some vitamins or some power, some energy to the body, and immediately patient becomes active. So at that time Baba had suggested that every hour, give injection of bodilessness to yourself. So we can use these words that every hour we have to give injection of bodilessness to the soul and the soul will become healthy. So just for 10 seconds, we need not to repeat this thought again and again, again and again. If in an hour we practice it, for 10 seconds or half a minute, it's enough. For 1 hour, you will become soul conscious. It should be very clear in everyone's mind. Otherwise, many think that how can we practice whole day, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. No. For 10 seconds, it's awareness, it's a consciousness. We need not to repeat it again and again. And finally, as we know that when we are deities, we don't practice bodilessness, but we are soul conscious. So this is the difference between soul consciousness and bodilessness. Bodilessness makes us soul conscious. Soul consciousness means when soul becomes the embodiment of all its qualities. It's soul consciousness. So in golden age, we are the embodiment of all qualities. Therefore, we need not to practice bodilessness. Here we do that practice and we become soul conscious. If you want to work more on this, I suggest you one simple yukti. Write down 7 qualities of soul. You can do it here in Gyan Sarovar or whenever you are free in your home, weekend, Sunday, you can do this practice once a week. Write down 7 qualities of soul: knowledge, love, peace, purity, bliss, happiness and might. You know all these original qualities. Take one by one. Now, knowledge. Remind yourself, I am a knowledgeable soul. So just remember your knowledge. And when soul is the embodiment of knowledge, it means soul becomes the embodiment of truth. Second thing, peace. Remind yourself, I am a peaceful soul. I used to say, in other words, in order to get free from anger, remind yourself, peace is my nature, anger is not my nature. 5 times, peace is my nature, anger is not my nature. And it will go to your subconscious mind. And whenever the feeling of anger comes up in your mind, your subconscious mind will remind you, you are peaceful, anger is not your nature, and it will become a big help. 3rd quality, love. Remind yourself, I am a loveful soul, love is my nature, I have to give love to all souls. Being the child of ocean of love, I am full of love, I can give love to entire world. Because I am loveful, therefore I cannot have hate for any souls in this world. So hateful feeling will end. This way, I am a happy soul. I can never become unhappy. I am a pure soul. I am supremely pure. Impurity cannot enter within me. I am a mightful soul. Baba has given me all mights. I am not weak, I cannot have fear, I will get victory. So just work this way, you can spare 15 minutes for doing such practice, churning, giving thoughts to yourself. These thoughts will make you the embodiment of all virtues of soul. This is a practice how to become soul conscious. So give full attention to this practice, and when you sit down in front of Avyakt Baba tomorrow, be bodiless. With this feeling you should sit, that Baba will come down, will enter in the body of Guljar Dadi, and I have entered this body. I am sitting here, I will listen to God, I will enjoy God, I will experience His love. So right from the morning, tomorrow morning, keep giving such good thoughts to your mind. We know our own thought gives us experience. So as soon as you open your eyes tomorrow, I give you this thought, see just towards Baba and visualize that his rays are coming to me. That from now he is giving his love to me. And remind yourself that today is the most fortunate day for my life when God is coming down to see me. And keep 1-2 thoughts of self-respect, just as I am an angel, or I am a great soul, or I am Master Almighty, or I am most fortunate soul. And be in that feeling at least 10 to 16 times till Baba come down tomorrow, and thus your mind will become ready to receive everything from Baba. And then Baba will give you everything. Okay? Om Shanti.